annually publishes a list of packaging materials and foodware considered recyclable and compostable in the state. The first list was published in December 2023, the second in December 24, and the third list is anticipated this month. Fewer than 40 of the 98 materials categorized for packaging and foodware currently meet the recyclability and compostability criteria. Essentially, only glass and aluminum containers, paper and cardboard, and rigid plastics, number 1, 2, and 5, are considered recyclable in the state. It is anticipated that the December 2025 list will include compostable plastic packaging due to a June 2025 extension made by Cal Recyclable. And what this means is all of those labels that we have on our carts, we're going to have to redo them. And the other thing that's a good thing, that $5 billion that the producers are going to have to set aside, we can get whatever cost it's going to cost us to redo the relabeling of all of our cans. And we can submit money, I mean, submit an invoice and get paid for it. But this is really a big deal for the producers to be responsible for reducing, the plastics in our planet. So I'm excited about it.
Questions from the board.
It's exciting.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on. I need approval of the committee minutes for entry to the district record. Do we have a motion? Director Dean moves this item, and Director Duncan seconds. Roll call.
Director Dean?
Yeah.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Secretary Duncan?
Aye.
Vice President Lee?
Aye.
And President Young?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to, I think, our eagerly awaited staff presentation for the Community Events 2026.
So today we have Terry Yan here, our Communications and Outreach Specialist. Staff was tasked with presenting a list of events for the board to consider for the new year. In addition, we also have proposed KPIs that we'd like the board to weigh in on. And we'll take any of that feedback and finalize it after some discussion with the board. But I'll turn it over to Terry to present how she arrived, review a couple of things, and then how she arrived at the events that are being proposed today.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to present our 2026 community events overview. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this presentation. I'm excited to share our findings and then to go over the two action items. So to kick things off, as you can see on the slide, a quick refresher. This is the goal that we are working with. The direction comes from the strategic plan, and it calls for participation in up to 18 community events across 6 geographical areas in the district. In reviewing this goal, several important questions emerged. One being, how was the number 18 determined? And is this the most effective benchmark? Another question that emerged, which events offer the highest value? And is there opportunity there? Finally, the last question, what are we trying to accomplish? Is the intent to raise awareness, build transparency, or strengthen community trust? Or is it all of the above? Again, what are we trying to accomplish through this goal? Next slide, please. Thank you. To answer these questions, it's important to consider ratepayer dollars, and it's our responsibility to be selective and strategic. If at the most basic level, what we are trying to accomplish is increase awareness, then we should consider cost per touch, long-term value, and whether it's the right fit. Next slide, please. Which leads us to our most recent customer survey. And that wrapped up earlier this month. In analyzing the responses from over 400 customers, we discovered that when they were asked where do they get their information from, majority cited mailers or flyers from Oraloma, while less than 20% cited events or community presentations. Now, this data doesn't tell the whole story, In fact, it might raise more questions. It could suggest that perhaps we didn't invest the resources into our community events and presentations. It could also suggest that maybe community events were not as memorable or cost-effective as direct outreach methods. Next slide, please. We don't want to jump to conclusions, but even from a fiscal standpoint, our analysis shows that among the 15 events we participated in the last year, we only reached under 8,000 individuals at an average of about $5 per touch, whereas our newsletters cost about 59 cents per touch and reach 40,000 customers. This is a substantially lower cost per touch, as well as our bill inserts, which cost about 9 cents each and reach 20,000 customers. There's a discrepancy between the 40,000 and 20,000 because of a few factors. Some customers might opt for paperless billing, so that's why they're not receiving the bill insert, but they receive the newsletter. Another factor could be that the property manager or landlord is receiving the bill insert, but not the individual units or tenants. Next slide, please. Thank you. So what's the takeaway? Well, the takeaway here isn't that events lack value. The takeaway isn't that events are possibly too expensive to sustain. The takeaway is that we must be strategic. If an event doesn't clearly align or advance our mission or reach a priority audience, then we might reconsider spending ratepayer dollars on it. Again, the idea here is to invest intentionally and to shift our focus to high visibility, high impact events that will leverage our pre-existing or existing partnerships and our in-house programs to stretch resources rather than strain resources. Next slide. To ensure each event truly supports our mission, we first considered the different priorities listed here. Then we developed a simple checklist. On the next one, please. Thank you. On this checklist, you'll see questions such as, does the event connect to our mission and brand? Will we have meaningful visibility? What are the total costs versus expected benefits? And keeping this checklist in mind, we then created the 2026 event list, which can be separated into three categories. Next slide, please. Thank you. In the first category, you'll see high probability, high visibility. These are our high visibility recurring events. These are community favorites, such as the San Leandro Cherry Festival, or even Touch a Truck. These are well-attended, consistent, partnership-driven events. They're large, family-friendly gatherings where we know we will encounter at least hundreds, if not thousands, of people face-to-face and increase our visibility. The second category is using what we already have, and this includes our in-house programs, such as our public tour and the Heart for the Bay Student Artwork Showcase. So using what we already have, we can create a more controlled immersive setting, basically a classroom setting. For example, we have the public tour, which could branch out and develop into a sunset tour series, which my colleague Patricia will touch on later. Our in-house programming will deliver memorable experiences and allow people to spend an extended amount of time with us, between 1 to 2 hours in a dedicated classroom experience, right? Versus possibly 5 minutes or less at a booth at a community event. Which would you rather invest in? This is really our high impact opportunity in events. I understand that there's a school of thought that we want to go where the people are, not necessarily where we think they should be. And in this case, we will go where the people are, using contemporary outreach methods, using direct mail and targeted outreach through the digital space. By using geotargeting, we can bring people to us for higher value experiences and at a lower cost. The final category, trying something different. These are new opportunities like the Sunset Tour Series or even the HOA Property Manager Training Invitational and collaborating with the Scouts of America. This builds on groundwork already in place and allows us to teach one, reach many. For example, when we train a property manager or a scout troop, they in turn educate dozens of families, residents, and peers. Across all these categories, the events, big or small, they all serve a purpose. Next slide, please. To track our progress, we propose key performance indicators, or KPIs, that reflect both reach and depth. And as you can see, attendance, tangible organizational impact, satisfaction score, or the activity or giveaway and participation rate. Collecting this data will allow us to refine our approach each year and to learn what works best. In fact, depending on the data, we may want to even consider adjusting the target in the future so that we can invest in a select few influential experiences, such as the Sunset Tour, which I will now hand off to my colleague, Patricia, who can explain more. Next slide.
So the Sunset Tour came out of a conversation that Terry and I had in anticipation of this meeting and in setting a list of proposed events for 2026. And it started off with a very innocent question from Terry after she had attended her first quarterly public tour, which was very well attended. In fact, we had double the people who signed up actually show up at our door to come get a tour. And she did ask me, do these tours count towards our events? And I said, no, you know, and she said, do you know why? And I said, I have no idea, but it's just never been considered a community event that's added to our tally of community events for the year. And from that conversation, we thought, how do we make our quarterly tour more accessible, reach more people, make it more a more impactful and memorable event? And anyone who's ever driven out of here around 5 or 6 o'clock knows that down here at the end of Grant, we are getting some of the best sunset views that you can get in the bay. That picture down below, that's my little hand I'm modeling now, just so you all know, is taken from the top of our digester at sunset. And we thought, how cool would it be if we invited the public? We had a tour that's in the PM time so that people can come after work, they can drive to the plant, they can join us for a tour, as well as an educational piece on solid waste, which we would kind of turn into like a game or a quiz with prizes so that we are touching on both wastewater and solid waste and making that connection that we are here to offer both of those services to our community and make it meaningful. That picture at the top is at the very back of the plant. We have these two huge gates, and that is the trail. That's the Bay Trail. That is literally steps away from the back of our plant. It's next to the outfall, so it actually smells great back there. And we thought, how cool would it be if after the tour, we have a brown bag picnic, we can set up benches in the back of the plant, and after those who have attended our tour can enjoy the beautiful views, a free modest lunch with maybe, you know, partnering with local delis or bakeries for a modest dinner, and they join us for a picnic at the back of the plant once they have gone through both the tour and the solid waste activity. And like Terry mentioned, you know, there is a thought where we can use geotargeting to say, hey, Ashland, you're the ones who get the invite first, or Cherryland, and start with the underserved communities, send them the invitations. Obviously, it would be a limited amount that we could host at one time, but depending on the success of the first one, it could turn into a sunset tour series. So that was one of the trying something different ideas that Terry and I in collaboration came up with together and we're really excited about and think it could be a very beautiful and meaningful event where people would leave and again be ambassadors for what they learned. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to Terry.
Thank you, Patricia. All right, so this leads us to the proposed 2026 calendar, which is what we've all been waiting for, right? And what you see in front of you, well, this offers a balanced mix of smaller target events and large-scale high-visibility events. Where you see the column resource investment, please note that low represents minimal staff, cost, and low complexity and low risk. High suggests considerable staff time, cost, and considerable complexity or coordination for the event. Going over each item, for number one is the public tour, which we've already covered. So 1, 5, 9, and 18 are all public tours. Going to number two, this came out of our solid waste committee conversation. There was an interest in attending landlord conferences. So we have a good mix here. 2, 6, and 17 all offer us the opportunity to connect with our multifamily housing, right? Our multifamily customers and property owners. Number three is the San Lorenzo HOA Earth Day / Gold for Good, and 4, Heart for the Bay Student Artwork Showcase. Both of these are part of our community outreach strategy plan. So these are things that we hope to scale up. Moving on to 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, and 16. These are partner-driven events. These are the events that offer the high visibility. Number 11 is something new for us, but it builds upon the groundwork that we already have established. So we've already connected with the Scouts of America, and it's more than just a conversation. There's interest, right, in our local troops who want to come here to our facility and learn from us. They even mentioned that we will need to find someone who can be a merit badge counselor. So hopefully we have connections to accomplish that. And then moving on, we have number 14, the Oraloma Sanitary District Household Hazardous Waste Event, which to some might be new, but it actually builds on the success from 2017, which is the last time we hosted this event, and would align with our mission and goals. That pretty much covers the entire list.
And I did want to note for number 4, for the Heart for the Bay Student Artwork Showcase, that is there as a community event because we want to bring back the magic that was lost when we got rid of the big Marina Community Center dinner and award ceremony that we used to know and love. And even when we had just a handful of students here last year to get their awards, there is magic in that, in children and youth and family. And it was a very meaningful and impactful event when we used to fill out that huge community center, hand out prizes, give dinners to the families. And there was something that we did lose because of COVID, because of changing strategies that we want to bring back. So for number 4, the vision there is to bring back a newer, improved, more Gen Z oriented version of the beloved award ceremony that we used to host for the poster contest.
Thank you. So to wrap up, the 2026 community event overview emphasizes quality over quantity. And as we want to make our time, our message, and our resources count, we would like to have the board's approval to move forward with the two items on the next slide, the recommended list of 18 community events for 2026 and the proposed KPIs. I will now open the floor to questions and feedback. Thank you.
Director Young, I'm going to look to you first since you're online, right? If you have any questions that you want, questions, clarifying questions or comments that you want to make.
I heard this presentation in our committee, and I don't have any additional comments. I think they've done a great job and tried to incorporate all the wishes of this board. My only question would be, what is our response to the communities like the Halloween event that we did at the SLVHA when it's not on the list?
So we are partnering with...
That's my only comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we're actually partnering with them for the Earth Day event. And so we will be investing our resources into that.
Let's go ahead and go down the line. Director Dean, clarifying questions or comments? Shoot.
Excellent. I'm so excited to see that we're going to have some new stuff going on. The poster contest and the Marina Community Center near and dear. And I have to tell you, at the construction meeting, it turns out two of our new engineers did the poster contest. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I know, and fondly remember it. Yeah. So I'm so excited that we're going to be doing that. That sounds awesome. And Scouts, I don't know if you need more connections with Scouts, but I do have a lot of connections with Scouts, Eagle Scouts.
Thank you.
I'm kind of curious about the open house, where that would be, or what that would look like. Are she allowed to, are you allowed to respond back to me, or?
Oh, are you talking about number 16? Yes.
Yeah. You
so,
did, yeah.
Yes. So Stop Waste hosts an open house. They actually did one this past October. And so we were thinking that if approved, we would like to help market it so that they have a wider reach and offer customers a chance to also take the WM plant tour, which was part of their open house event.
So that would not be here.
It would be at the transfer station, the Stop Waste Education
Davis
Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. One thing I'm curious about is we had talked, and I thought we had requested more events in Ashland, and we had also talked about the value of the Cherry Festival, and you might Cherry Festival, and I don't know how much you know about this. And we were talking about doing the Cherry Festival last year and switching to the Fall Festival for this year. So I don't know if you can answer that or if that's Patricia or Jimmy, but I'd like to hear about Ashland and Fall Festival. I'd like to hear
Well,
about
I
both.
can address the Fall Festival. If you would like to swap the Cherry Festival for Fall Festival, that's something we can accommodate. But to add it would be another conversation.
Right. No, I understand that. All right. And then the Ashland question.
So FanFest does touch on Ashland. Ashland is one of the neighborhoods that's included for FanFest.
And additionally, like I mentioned, with like the geo-targeting for our sunset tour, because so to try to take the in-house events and reach out specifically to the Ashland community to try to bring them here, as there's not as many,
I love the sunset tour. I adore that idea. I think it is so cool. And I think bringing people here is awesome. And then the picnic sounds great. I don't know how many times you've been to the Fan Fest, but I have been to the Fan Fest many, many times, and it is very poorly attended. Yeah. So that's, I just kind of feel like I have to say that. So that one I'm not really sure about. And I actually talked to someone today about it that was one of the organizers. Oh, it's a difficult event. It's a difficult event. So I felt like I have to say that to you.
Thank you. We'll keep
Yeah.
that in mind.
And then I just didn't know the Cherry Festival was real difficult because we did have all those touches, but we were basically going like this and handing things out, not having conversations. So I'm wondering when we do these events, because I'm really leaning towards I love the sunset tour idea where we get them here and we actually have them for an hour or two. Then we'll really get them, right?
Yes.
And the contest, right? So I just want to know what interactions, what you're thinking they're going to look like or sound like. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah. So if it's a quick touch, we can also point to them or have in the giveaway something that points to the other things that we offer in-house and how they can be engaged and come back to us here. So there's a way to make sure that when we're engaging with them, that we get a twofer out of it, right? Not only are we giving something to them, but we're also asking something from them that they can still connect with us in a different way at a later time.
Right. So you might not have this information that about 50, 40, only 40 to 50% of the people that go to the Cherry Festival actually are from San Leandro. And then, San Leandro is only 27% of our customers. So we're giving things out to people that, so that's kind of a question I have. How are we going to navigate that?
In terms of cost or
No,
what
in
the giveaway is.
we're giving things to people that aren't our customers. They're from Oakland, they're from Fremont, they're from.
And I would say that there shouldn't be much issue there because really what we're getting out of that is the high visibility. We want our name out there. We want people to be able to recognize us. And so even though there might be a mix of customers that aren't even necessarily our own customers, there's still people who can help spread the word. And as long as we make a good impression, they can still say something positive about us as a district.
It was just such an expensive event. I'm sorry. I'm gonna.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Thank you for
that.
sharing. And
Yeah.
again, that
Yeah.
is something we can revisit if you would like to swap it with something that might be less expensive. That is something we can consider and evaluate.
Cool. Have you been in contact with the Chamber of Commerce, the Castro Valley Eden Area Chamber of Commerce?
Not yet.
Okay, because they are a great resource. I think I should stop for now, and I have to say I'm so excited, and I think that this is really great, and I'm really happy that you're here doing this and working with us and
Thank you.
making us more fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
Thank you for your comments. And I definitely could see that staff is taking notes. Director Simon.
Thank you. Very nice to hear your presentation. And I like a lot of the ideas that I'm hearing today, particularly the sunset tour, like Mimi Dean has mentioned. So I have some more comments on that later. But can you clarify, Director Dean? Cherry Festival versus, did you say Fall Festival?
Oh, the Fall Festival is in Castro Valley. And I know people were like, why would we go to Castro Valley? Well, I live in San Lorenzo and I've been going to that festival for 20 years. And when you run the data of the fall festival in Castro Valley, it turns out about half the people are from the Eden area. So actually, a lot of people from Ashland and Cherryland and San Lorenzo go to that festival. And that's not true about the Cherry Festival. Because I did call the, I did talk to the chamber about that. And then I talked to the city of San Leandro about who attends. So that's how I know this, because I actually do my homework.
Okay, so you're considering
Well, we had talked about that,
potentially,
Director, Director
we're
Duncan.
going to flip it. We had said
potentially
that
flipping from Cherryland to Cherry
every other
Cherry
year.
Festival to Fall Festival. I got it. I think that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, we had said every other year, because we had tried to do it this year and you were gone, so we couldn't get three thumbs up. So we said, okay, next year we would do the Castro Valley.
Dr. Dean, you still have the floor.
I think, did I answer your question?
Well, she looked at me.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
So,
we're
Dr.
good.
Simon,
No, we're good.
continue.
So I do I agree what you're saying. I think that would be nice to f look at another part of our community. So I like that idea of switching to the Fall Festival instead of the Cherry Festival.
Okay, noted.
And another topic I wanted to bring up, and I brought this up probably 6 months ago or so, and I think it changed into the Good for Gold. But initially, I had brought up the Golden Ticket event. And what the concept of this event was similar to the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory Golden Ticket. And we have a chocolate factory in San Leandro, so we're pretty fortunate to have that Ghirardelli. So just stepping back a little bit, is the Good for the Gold? Gold for good, is that replacement of the golden ticket or
Yes, it's a staff's version of the proposed golden ticket idea. At the time when this topic was discussed, staff was in the middle of trying to put the communications plan together, and we're trying to figure out how do we get all of the directors, as much of the directors' ideas into this comp plan as much as possible. So, reviewing staff resources, we thought, well, maybe we should try this version of the idea that you brought up, Director Simon, and incorporate that into the comp plan and try that out for this year before we expand that to many other areas within our district. So that was presented as part of the comp plan, which was approved by the board. So that's where this came from.
Okay, so what does it do, good for the gold? Is it like Golden Ticket, where there's a ticket where people are looking for trash and they find it, or what is good for the gold?
Oh, thank you for asking. So, Patricia and I were working on this, and we are collaborating with the San Lorenzo HOA. Since they host Earth Day annually, they also include a litter abatement activity at the end. And so, we hope to partner with them and piggyback off of the litter abatement activity, which is where people will check in and get the supplies and equipment that they need to go pick up litter on some of the main roads that are in the area. Once they're done collecting the litter and they return everything, then they will also get like basically a raffle ticket, or they will have received the raffle ticket when they were getting their supplies and equipment.
Oh no, I'm just thinking.
And if not a raffle ticket, we have a secondary method of just getting the list, the check-in list of all the participants. And basically, we will draw randomly from that list of who checked in and then reach out to the selected winners. And basically, they've received the golden ticket and the prize. Patricia, is
Okay.
there anything that you would like to add?
Yeah, initially, the idea was they go pick up the trash, and there were hesitations about actually putting the tickets in the trash due to you never know if someone's just going to go rip open the bags of trash looking for the golden tickets, or safety, different safety if they're going somewhere that's not safe, or reaching into the trash thinking, like it's really deeply hidden in there and they bump into something or touch something they're not supposed to. So the idea is once they complete the litter pickup, they come back, they return our equipment. And initially, the idea was they get an envelope, and one or two, depending on how many people sign up to pick up litter, would have a golden ticket in it. Others, will have either you know, we're hoping to partner with local restaurants or businesses to provide either a coupon or ask waste management for like a compost free or a free drop off at Davis Street Transfer Station. So there's different items in those envelopes, but one or two, depending on how many people we have participating, would have a golden ticket. When we reached out to the San Lorenzo Village Homes Association, they advised us that they would recommend it be more of a raffle ticket idea. So those are still being finalized, but that was based on their suggestion on what they would propose to do. Since they're the ones hosting that part of the event, we're there to enhance it and hopefully do great outreach to get more participation for that event so that people are hopefully, you know, signing up, cleaning, and perhaps getting the $500 prize.
Okay. My concern is, and I appreciate the concept of the good for the gold, but my concern is it's not what I had envisioned. It's not what I presented and got three thumbs up on, which was the golden ticket concept of actually mimicking or mirroring the Willy Wonka concept. And why I'm saying that is looking for something high profile, something snazzy, something that will jump out to the community members all around us. And I don't see this as doing that. I see it is quite similar to many of the pickups that we normally do. And I don't see this as what I had received three thumbs up on. That's the first concept, the first comment. We've diverged away from Golden Ticket. The second is the audience. And I understand what you're saying. You're trying to reach out with San Lorenzo because they're more established, it'd be a little bit easier. I got it. However, I really feel strongly that our underserved, we should focus on Ashland and Cherryland. And if you visit those areas, you'll see Ashland and Cherryland needs the care. It needs more cleanup. It needs more attention. San Lorenzo does not compare to the others. So I am, you know, concerned that we're proceeding forward with something that the board did not give direction on or did not give three thumbs up on. And I would like to correct the ship before we keep progressing forward. And wanted to see how we could accomplish that.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
We're going to look into how we can shift gears on this, and then we'll have to report back to the board.
Okay. And it sounds like we're set at 18 events from a resource standpoint, and it sounds like you're like the Cherry Festival, Fall Festival, you're swapping things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you'll keep that in mind too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The next item kind of ties into the Sunset Tour. As I mentioned, sounds really great. I really like that concept. And this is something new, an idea I have to perhaps build on the Sunset Tour. And this would be something, an additional item. But you love our bay. We live on the bay, as you know. We work on the bay here. And seeing the bay from the water side. And we've been to conferences and they have opportunities to kayak. I've done it at two separate conferences, and you could really get a feel for the nature, for the pollution floating right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should consider that. And kayakers are out on the bay. I think there are there are companies that run kayak tours. So I understand we're not in the kayak business. We don't know all the safety rules and regulations, but I think perhaps we can maybe build on the Sunset Tour, or maybe it's something separate where every quarter or every 6 months, whatever we decide, we take a group out who would be interested in learning about the bay on the bay. And we could launch kayaks right here, either at Oraloma or next door. There is a small kayak ramp on the San Leandro side nearby. So I think that would really get our name out. Something totally different that I don't know if any agencies are doing, but it would get back to the bay and protecting our watershed and keeping our water resources clean. So I was hoping that we can consider that as a potential option as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that your creative juices are flowing tonight. So thank you for your input. And I think that for both, right, the gold for good and the golden ticket and even the idea of kayaking, I think there is some degree of safety and liability that we do need to consider and have those conversations, right, before we're able to move forward and really add those on to each program. And I think that for the Sunset Tour, you know, since it is, it hasn't even been officially approved yet, right? It's still in its pilot infancy form. And so we would like to see how the first one goes before we take the next step and add another component to it. Thank you, though. We do appreciate that.
Okay. So I hear what you're saying, and I think that's a great idea, step by step. But as far as the liability, and, you know, we've got waivers in our city, our district attorney can chime in too. We have waivers, and then if we go with a tour company that runs kayaks, I mean, they operate it, I think that should mitigate it. So I think that's something that we be prepared for, but not something to stop us.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Those are my comments for now.
Director Duncan, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. My comment is, I have a few. One is, you said that there was 400 responses to the survey.
Yes.
Do you have any indication on what areas those responses came from?
We do have a list of their addresses because they were asked to input their addresses.
Okay. I think that that would be good data to see.
Okay.
My concern is that there's a lot of individuals who, and the reason I'm saying this is that you're basing some of your comments on that. Our biggest touch point is on our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, it is a touch point, but I'm wondering, you know, of those 400 people that come in it, you know, where they're coming from. I mean, because when you look at the Ashland and the Cherryland demographics, it would make me just pause to think, you know, how many of them are really paying attention to our newsletter? But I'm glad that 400 people responded. The other question I have is, have you reached out to any of the MACs, the municipal?
Not yet. We are still hoping to see what your feedback would be okay. Regarding these event lists.
And I do have an issue with us directing our attention to San Lorenzo. They've been in our front yard, backyard for years. We have not ventured to Ashland and Cherryland. Yes, we've done the Fam Fest, but as Director Dean said, it's not very well attended. And so I guess my other question is, where is the schools in all of this engagement?
So we can leverage our partnership with the Eco Club at San Leandro High School. I believe it's San Leandro High School.
That's right.
To help us get the word out regarding some of our events. And also, if approved, have them participate in some of these events as well.
And then I saw something at Chippo College.
Oh, yes. So that was trying something new. And right now, this is just conversations in terms of partnering with Chippo College. I reached out to the person who is in charge of their environmental studies department. And basically, they host Earth Day activities for a whole week. And there's different opportunities there to possibly go into the classroom, talk to the students there, talk about, you know, career opportunities, their major, right, and how it ties back to here.
And I guess my comment would be that would be great if you would, you know, do it in the high schools, you know, in our district. Like Chabot isn't, I mean, Chabot College isn't in our district. But, you know, I love the idea of it.
Thank
and
you.
regarding your the sunset tour, how are people, you're depending on people being able to drive who want to come, or the bus, or to come to the tour? Is that, you know, what is the PR, I guess I'm saying? I mean,
So
because
we
if
would
we want
expect them
people who
to
don't
find their
typically.
own mode of transportation the way they do for the general public tour.
Okay. All right. And then regarding the Cherryland and the Castro Valley Fall Festival, you were saying that one of the goals is for people to know us. I think if we want to make an impression on people, we need to really do something about our tabling. You know, how do we pizzazz it? How do we, you know, yeah, people come by to get the giveaways, but you know, we need to make a statement.
I will.
That's my input. If we're going to do any of this stuff, I think, you know, we need to not rebrand, but think about how do we, how, you know, how are we, how is the public looking at our booth? I just think it needs a lot of work.
Director Duncan, may answer that question or that suggestion. As part of our comms plan, one of the things that we touched on, but very vaguely, but it is that we need to beef it up at the table. So some of the things that we had proposed were adding a big LCD screen that has our plant tour video that shows the treatment, shows the operations, what they're doing. Having that forefront and center so that even if you're just passing by and you don't even stop, you see Oraloma, you see water, you see treatment process. So there are a few things that were presented in that plan and that we're kind of fleshing out, because you're completely right. Like the table, especially, you know, at a cherry festival where it's like you don't have an activity. So it's like you literally just have a bucket of giveaways, you know. So I completely agree with that, and there are plans. So as we move into 2026, as we get the okay on what events we're doing, that's definitely going to be a priority, is to increase the sharpness, the look, that even if you're walking by, you get something from our booth, even if you glance over, whether or not you stop. So that's definitely in the works. So
okay. And for me, it would be really, really great, not trying to micromanage, but if when you're doing your outreach for your sunset tours, you know, perhaps you work with Eaton Mac or the Ashland Association to get them to come. I mean, I do know a lot of people do rely on public transportation, and I think sometimes we assume that everyone has a car. And they don't. So those are my issues. I'm thinking, you know, when I'm doing my campaigning and I'm walking in on the streets of Ashland, and I mean,
born and raised, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And so I just think that we need to look a little bit different on how we engage them to come to us. I love the idea of them coming to us. And, you know, and also going to them as well. And so I like these ideas. As I said, I think we need to beef it up a little bit. And I think I've already said this, and we did do a little bit better on our giveaways. But those are my comments. I'm appreciative of you and, you know, being a part of the team. But I would also love to see more involvement with the young people. And I would hope that our poster, whatever,
for the Bay,
doesn't become as costly as it was before. The calendar stuff, that was just too much. But I like the idea of us revising it and making it even better. So I thank you for all your hard work, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Duncan. I think you heard most of my comments during the Personnel Committee, and I'll just summarize them here. One of them, of course, was the resource investments. These 18 different items listed here are each a project. Those were really the comments that I've noted here, and the resource requirements. I think you've heard a number of the feedback, a lot of good feedback, and I definitely saw that staff was taking copious notes. Some of these items will have to come back to us, but clearly I think staff was listening. Any other further comments? Yes, Director Dean.
I want to comment on some things that I heard. So, you know, I've lived here for like this area for like 35, 40 years, and I was a teacher, so I know like everybody, right? So I would love to introduce you to some of the people that I know to maybe help you make some of those connections if you want to do that, like the Chamber of Commerce or RAGE, which is the environmental club at Chabot College that is not affiliated with the Environmental Studies program. RAGE is the name of the group that does the school gardens and does all the environmental work. The Green Club at Arroyo High School. The Druids at San Lorenzo High School. I know we've got a team at Kip King High School. So I just feel like there's things that I could help you with, even if we just sat down for half an hour and I shared some of my you know, insights from living here forever. I still love Fred's idea about the golden ticket, and what I was hearing Patricia saying is about digging into trash and getting a ticket out of trash. And I don't think that's what Fred was envisioning. I think he was envisioning a ticket on the ground somewhere. And it doesn't have to be a ticket that blows away. It could be a rock that's painted gold, and it says, "You, this is the golden ticket," right? And it could be found on a street just like those rocks, San Lorenzo rocks. Everybody's painting them, right? So we could bounce back to your idea, and it could be a golden ticket, but it's a rock, so it doesn't blow away in the wind. I, as far as resource standpoint and not having money for stuff, you know, our franchise fees and our SB 1383 money, that's over $6 million. So I don't think this is $6 million worth of stuff. So I'm a little concerned about us thinking that we don't have money to do stuff. Jimmy?
I just want to add, when I say resource, I mean staff time, not money. Staff time allocated to planning all these events, coordinating, getting ready, staffing, packing up, getting back, plan for the next event, and along with everything else we need to do.
Understood, but I think a lot of these events we've already done, right? How many events did we do this past year? 9. Okay. So as a leadership teacher who did events, I was the school event coordinator. You know, you get an event and you get it down, right? You know which box to bring and which box you don't need. And, you know, you kind of, it's not like you're learning from scratch every time. The first time might be difficult. And then you learn when you forgot something. You learn from your mistakes, right? So so then, you know, maybe that's where Perla, the 20 hours a week that she's supposed to, according to that document, that's where she comes in. Maybe we get Perla to do some of this work, right? I don't know. I love your idea of the kayaks. I think that's great. Maybe it could be kayaks. Maybe it could be bicycles. Maybe it could be just walking. Now is a beautiful time to walk on the bay because all the migratory birds are here. And it's absolutely phenomenal to watch them murmurating all over the bay. I wanted to say something about the open house because I brought an idea last summer about an open house idea, partnering with other agencies like Hayward Rec and Alameda County Fire Department and the Sheriff's Department. And they're all very interested in partnering with us to have a big open house event. And I think when you have events, if you have free food and free water, people come to your events. And I think when you make an event with a lot of different agencies, More people will come. I think that's all I have to say for now, but I just want to say that I think this is a really great start. And Rita, I don't know if you did you the Lotteria? Is that somewhere in tonight's presentation? It is.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
I did not.
No.
Is it? It's in the next presentation, right? Okay. Cool. So, Jimmy, you asked me why I sent you an email asking who was doing community outreach, who was doing this and that, and this is where I was coming from, because I do believe we have the staff. I do believe we have the man-woman hours. And I think that, you know, maybe some of these events aren't that fabulous. Maybe FanFest isn't that fabulous. And it was canceled last year. So it's a great start. Really great start.
Thank you. And again, you know, I researched a number of events and I'm happy to make other recommendations. So if FanFest does not seem appropriate or suitable for the 2026 event list, you know, I am happy to also recommend other alternatives such as the Tri-Chamber Mixer or even the Beautify San Leandro. So there's a handful of other opportunities that are available.
Cool.
Are you done? Okay, Dr. Simon, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just to hit back on the golden ticket, one thing I forgot to mention, I think a good time for that would be September timeframe when the kids are back in school and before Halloween and not during Earth Day and at its own standalone time. Because if it was during Earth Day, it kind of gets absorbed with all the normal cleanup. But I think it should be at a standalone date. So I wanted to get that out there. The open house you mentioned, I like that concept. I think you mentioned hard or someone has a big jumbo screen, something or other.
Yes, a jumbo screen, and they have a stage.
Yeah. Did we talk about open? I know we've had them in the past and they were very expensive. I got it. But
the last time that this was brought before the board, it was at a workshop. And the direction from the board was to not move forward with anything and to bring it back to discuss maybe like in a year or so. So that was like a couple of months back. So there was no plans in 2026 for that. It was to bring it back for board discussion for perhaps setting one up in 2027. The last time the board discussed it, you guys did not reach consensus to move forward with any kind of planning for that kind of event. There was no consensus there. So the consensus from the board was to bring it back in about a year or so to further discuss the idea. Yeah. So in the summer of 2026.
Simon, you still have the floor.
So I like the idea of partnering with other agencies, especially if they have the equipment that they would loan us. Elementary schools, I heard high schools. Do we ever go to elementary schools and to assemblies and talk to whatever, 50, 100 kids?
So we have our eco hero. They go out to the different elementary schools and they do concerts, assemblies, and presentations. They're very, very engaging. Like the kids love eco hero.
And that's outside of, this is the community events. That's part of like the school's program. So those are two separate. So that wouldn't be included in this discussion or presentation and wouldn't be considered one of the 18 events. That's like a separate contract with Eco Hero, just to make it clear.
Okay.
And that would be reported out like in the monthly, you know, how we added it every month. There'll be an update on schools outreach. So that's where the board will hear about those. And those are going to be implemented once the MOUs, which are, I think, getting very close to being finalized, will come into play. So you'll get an update then.
Okay. Is Eco Hero, is that a consultant or what is that?
It's a third-party company.
Third-party. Okay. I think that these are interrelated community events and school events because the kids will come to these community events. I think there should be some interrelation where we're advertising or getting our message out as part of those assembly events. I think they're interrelated. I know you got separate programs for it, but I see the connection there.
The schools register for a day for Eco Hero to provide the concert or assembly. So there's not much outreach that's needed on our end because Eco Hero coordinates directly with the schools to facilitate.
Right. But I mean, we've got this 18 list of items, and Eco Hero goes to a school, and if staff or whoever goes there, then we could advertise these 18 or two or three or whatever to the kids. So the kids know, hey, there's more than just the Eco Hero. We've got a sunset tour, or we've got a golden ticket event, or we've got something. So I think that they should overlap a bit in order to get our message out more to the elementary school kids.
All right, I see what you mean. Yes, and we do have a contact within the school district who will be able to help us facilitate any of the communication directly to the students outside of Peach Jar.
Outside of what?
Peach Jar, which is the method of communication for like
parents. Oh, okay.
Newsletter.
Okay. Okay. And when do you expect, and you may not have a firm date, but when do you expect to get back to us on these comments that we have?
Next board meet. Well, first I would ask, we would like consensus on a lot of, on this list, because we need to get started with coordination with some of these events, especially with the first one that starts in March. But the next board meeting would be the second board meeting in January, is when we can come back to the board. The other option is we can send the revised list to the entire board prior to that meeting. But we don't have another meeting with the entire board until the end of January.
Okay, so the next board meeting. Okay. I like the idea of getting it out in advance to us, similar to, I think getting it out early than just the normal agenda packet early. So we have.
Are you suggesting that we don't start any of this yet until you get the entire list late January, or for approval, potential approval late January?
It doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds like some of these items the board is in agreement with, but some of them we are not. So I think for you to proceed forward with things that we're not, the board hasn't agreed upon, would not be prudent.
The risk here is late January may, and I don't know the answer to this, but may cause issues with scheduling their events earlier in the year, next year. I don't know that, but it could impact that.
Which ones?
So real quick, I need to have the district council to make sure that it's okay for the general manager to send to all of us, which is, you know, could be a violation of the Brown Act, because we're getting communications that is not 72 hours notice with the public.
So it's fine for the general manager to send that. We can make sure it's available to the public at the same time. Perhaps the board could also approve this list, but take off item, take off the three or four items that sounds like are still up for discussion, and have those pending in July, so the rest of the list is approved, so staff can start working on the rest of the list, and then those three or four items can come back at the January meeting for further discussion about, are we swapping Cherry Festival for Fall Festival, things like that. It sounds like that might address some of the concerns about staff needing to get started on some of these.
So I'm going to ask a staff to read back the ones that you've heard from notes, that you've jotted notes, where you believe that we have a consensus, and then identify the ones where we're probably going to switch those up. That way there's clarity with the board, so that way we can move forward on items tonight. And before I before you read out, I will take a Director Simon, are you done with the floor? We could take it afterwards, because I do want to try to take a comment from Director Duncan.
Hey, I could not approve this. Because to me, it's just.
We're not looking for all of these approval.
No, could I just say what I have to say?
Certainly.
That it's just a list. It's not, I don't see, I guess Maybe I expect a little bit more. When you talk about just one of the examples, working with Stop Waste, and what does that look like? I mean, because
So,
they've been doing this for years, they have the facility and they go to all the schools. And I'm just wondering, is when you say you're going to work with them, does that mean that you're going to make sure that the schools that are in our district get to go on the tour or what? I guess it's just a list to me right now.
okay. Would you like me to expand on the Stop Waste division, or would you like to put that as one of the other ones that we need to revisit and take off the table right now?
Well, for me, if you're talking about giving us something to vote on, I'd like a little bit more information on each of these. What are we doing? What's the resource needed? I mean, I heard what you said. But if I'm supposed to vote on something, like you talked about bringing back the art program, well, what does that look like? I mean, you need our approval before you start and working on it? Is that what you?
Yes, because that's staff time and resource put into developing the event. But it was also covered in the comms plan.
Okay.
So the showcase, like the competition part, was laid out in the comms plan. This would be like an event awarding the winners, and it would be similar to what was done in the past before we got rid of the Marina Community Center event, but with trying to refresh it and kind of bring it into the new century, since that was A, just posters. This is going to be a digital and artwork forward contest. But yeah, so those things would be worked out.
So, in the interest of time and time savings, because then I understand that we can have a lot of comments, let's first address from the staff what have you captured as the ones that we need to revisit, right? Meaning that we're probably not going to do them or we're revisiting them.
So the ones that need to be revisited would be number 3, 7, 12, and 16.
Okay.
So that would be the Earth Day slash Gold for Good, the Cherry Festival, FamFest, and Stop Waste Open House.
And so now I'll take comments from the floor. Director Simon.
Yeah. Since time is of the essence and we're losing a meeting in January, I'm not sure what staff's time or workload is over the next few weeks. I know it's the holiday coming up. However, can we meet sooner than the 20th? Can we meet on, I don't know people's schedules, but can we meet on the 6th of January? Does staff have time to work these issues out by the 6th? I know Alex can't make it, but maybe one of his reps can.
So the issue here is that there are staff members taking vacation between now and New Year's and trying to have something ready by an agenda to go out by essentially the second, the day after New Year's, might be a little difficult.
I understand.
But and just in the, for Cherry Festival, it seems like that's kind of been proposed. Swap it for Fall Festival. So maybe if we can consensus on that, that knocks at least one down. And now we only have three that need to be discussed. So did you want to take a straw vote or?
So let me ask a very simple question because we identified four. It sounds like we're in agreement with those four to be swapped out, correct? Or are there additional ones that need to be swapped out?
So number 3, the HOA, the San Lorenzo one.
That's swapped out. That's going to be
That's
they
what it is.
identified as that as one of the ones to be swapped out.
Popped out as the
Because
because
Fred
we're.
would like his golden ticket idea in September
Oh, that
instead
means
of.
we wouldn't go to that event at all.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Are there any addition? The question was to the floor, right? Is there any other ones other than the ones that they identified as ones that should be swapped out? The floor's open. So that's, I anything outside of those four that we should reconsider, let's identify them now.
We talk more about the trade expo so I can understand that better.
Can we have some clarification on the
So
trade
that
expo?
came up during a solid waste committee meeting. There was interest in engaging with our property owners or landlords. And so this is one of the opportunities is to engage with the property owners. And there should be hundreds of property owners coming through this trade expo that we are able to connect with.
Cool. All right. I like that one. Excellent.
Sounds like we have a thumbs up on that.
Yeah, I like that one. And how are we connecting with the Scouts of America?
So that one, I reached out directly to Troops 612, 2612, and PAC 612, and we are already having conversations about how to facilitate this. The latest item that came up, though, was trying to get a merit badge counselor, and so basically, it would be like a public tour, where we have them in the classroom setting for a decent amount of time and dedicate that to helping them learn about sustainability, the wastewater side, solid waste side, right? And then we take them on the plant tour.
So how is the Trade Expo the different or same as number six, Property Managers Training Invitational?
So again, 2, 6, and 17 all go hand in hand. 2 and 17, those are off-site. Those are being hosted by someone else, and we set up a table to meet and connect with different property owners or property managers. Then we can also promote the Property Managers Training Invitational number 6, where we invite them here to our facility and talk to them about the different practices and what's best with their tenants, right? And this is something that we can also partner with WM Perla because it's something that we've hosted before. And we received a lot of positive feedback from the property managers who really enjoyed the presentation, but also the chance to network with each other.
So, are most of these property managers in our within our service area, or are
Yes.
All of them.
they all are?
Yeah,
They
only.
really love it now.
Yeah. And the thought was perhaps like we go from like the biggest, like the ones that have 800 apartments, so that we're getting the most reach. And we start there and we kind of work down so that we're getting the best bang for our buck.
Director Dean, do you have any more
I'm good.
clarifying?
That I'm really
Okay.
happy with that. Really
Okay.
great work,
Director
Louise.
Simon, do you have any clarifying questions as well?
I'd like to hear from Director Duncan first, if
Okay.
that's all right.
Director Duncan.
Could you just really make sure it's that we focus on the property managers that are out of compliance and not
Absolutely.
spending energy on those who are not?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
You may want to get Stop Waste in that as well, because they're having an issue.
Director Duncan, I'm going to ask the question. Of the they've identified four. It looks like we're in concurrence on that. Is there anyone else on the list that you need clarifying questions?
House of America, how many people do you think are you going to be impacting on? You say it's a minimum, but how many kids?
Yes. So they said that they have about 20 kids that they would probably be able to bring in. We did cap the age at a minimum of 8 years old. So it won't be the youngest ones because they were concerned about their attention span and maturity level, especially since this is an operating plant, right? And it also includes the adults, not the 20, but the adults are also invited to join. And they also did request whether or not they could invite other troops to join because they wanted to also make that connection with neighboring troops.
Do you think that's a good return on investment, 20 kids?
I think it's a great pilot program for us to test out. And based off their feedback, then we'll know how to improve and accommodate a larger group. But again, the OMC Training Center or the OMC training room only accommodates up to 40, like 41 is the max capacity for that room anyway.
Thank you.
Director Simon, I want to give you the opportunity first before we jump okay. back and forth.
So what I'm hearing, there's four that the board's interested in swapping out. And
the question would be, are there others that you need clarifying questions before removing?
The one of the four, the 16, the stop waste open house waste management tour. Refresh my memory. What was the issue with that one?
So Director Duncan asked, what would we be doing? What are we trying to do there? And essentially, we would be helping to promote this event and directly reach out to our customers and invite them to the education center, to the transfer station, so that they could also get the tour and be part of the open house.
Okay, so physically at Stop Waste, that's where it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that before. Okay, yeah, I'm in agreement that that should be one reconsidered.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you.
Before I move on to Dr. Dean, right, and I do want to try to wrap this up. Director Young, did you have any comments?
I actually did.
You're mute.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I only have one comment to make, and that is when you redo the list, which you're bringing back in January, perhaps you could give us some idea, pardon me, about the month in which those things might occur. I know you don't know all of them, but certainly we have some idea of when these events take place during the year. Does that make sense?
Yes. So,
let me just reiterate what she said. Perhaps staff can bring back the month when these events are going to happen.
Yes, that can certainly be done, as I do have majority of the dates for these events. In fact, this list is in chronological order, minus the ones that are trying something different.
Thank you.
Okay. Director Simon, do you have further comments, clarification?
Yeah, the downtown Hayward Street party, did we talk about that at all?
I touched on it as being a high visibility partner driven event. It is something new for our district.
Is that similar to Fall Festival or Cherry Festival? Is that similar?
Yes, that's why I grouped them all like that.
Okay. Is that an area for or our
that's the Fairview people will come down.
Fairview. Okay.
Good. Thank you, Director Duncan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh no, that's fine. I'm glad you provided
the
feedback set.
Yeah,
you answered his question.
We'll come down.
Yeah.
Okay, Director Simon.
I go there.
I'm good.
Okay, and let's try to wrap this up.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, everybody goes to that Hayward Street Festival, and they have them for three times in the summer. And that is a way popular attended event by people from all over the Eden area, Ashland, Cherryland.
Keeping that one.
Really?
Yeah. Fairview, most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I say that? I think I said Fairview.
I know, but
all right. And we do have customers in Hayward and Castro Valley. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people go to that. All right. It's a big party.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing. And then the other thing is, you know, there are so many Boy Scout troops in this area, and they did put in my gardens at the school. So I think they are wonderful ambassadors. They put in my gardens. They did all kinds of recycled projects with me over my 32-year career. So I think they're wonderful. But my question is, how about the Girl Scouts?
Oh, yeah. No, they're also part of it. I said Scouts of America.
Okay.
It's the girls and the boys.
Okay. So Scouts. Okay. I didn't see. Okay. So Scouts. So we're going to have
Girl checking.
Scouts. I just want to make sure we're having mm-hmm. Girl Scouts.
Very
I'm done.
Inclusive.
I promise.
Okay. So I think staff has enough information for direction. All right. We've already talked about removing the four. It sounds like we're keeping the other items, and there are some additional comments that, you know, on the Scouts. As well as the some of the other programs. So we look forward to what staff. Yes, Jimmy.
Director Lee, I did want to clarify. We were mentioning four events that we need to rediscuss at a future time. But for number seven, I believe I heard we're swapping out Cherry Festival for Fall Festival. Is that correct? So
like
really,
So really,
we're only talking about three items: 3, 12, and 16. Is that correct?
Correct. So we're replacing San Leandro Cherry Fest. We're not doing this Cherry Festival. We're replacing it with Fall Fest. Is that clear?
Yes.
Director Simon.
Yeah, so as far as three gold for the good, as far as swapping now, like we're swapping the Cherry Festival now.
I think they're going to try to reformulate that to what they heard from you today, because
Okay.
what's clearly discussed over here was it did not match what was discussed.
At the 3,000.
Correct.
Well,
Okay.
I do want to clarify that when this was presented back at the board workshop on May 20th, Director Simon did bring up the idea before that communications plan, and we had incorporated this version into the comm plan, and we made sure we noted that this was a different version than what Director Simon had, but it was on the same vein. And it was approved by the board. However, I do understand that you want to change that, which staff is okay with. But to say that the Director Simon got three thumbs up, we don't have any record of that on that particular event.
Was for like the litter, like bounty program, like doing rewarding people for not littering. So that was the three thumbs up. This one was just presented as an idea on the February at the February 11, 2025 board meeting while we were discussing communications and community engagement. And to refresh the community engagement, we got the thumbs up from the board to update before it was due to be updated, the comms plan. And you had said, hey, I have this idea if you could keep it in consideration while you develop this.
Yeah,
So that I just want to make that
I
clear.
think that's the problem why we only keep 3 months worth of recordings, because we can't go back. We would solve this right now, because I did get two separate thumbs up. One was for the golden ticket concept. The second was for the bounty program, and then Director Duncan had the idea about paying people for it. So there were two separates. But I hear you. I didn't have the level of detail for the good for gold. We kept hearing, well, we need time to flesh it out. It's got to get further along. Now it's as far as we can go because it's almost there. And I had asked a couple weeks ago what the status of it. So it's to the point now where this is not what we envisioned. That's why I'm bringing it up now. So, but I think, we got to start recording these meetings more. That way we don't have these different recollections. We have to. And then one other thing I want to say, as far as resources go, you had mentioned, we have money. Right. But we don't have staff time. We don't have people. But we can help resolve that with consultants. So if you need physical people to help with this, we can hire consultants to help us. So I really don't want our limitation on physical people to stop us from getting our work done when we have the money. Okay. Thank you.
I'll take your comment as a final comment.
And that was, I was going to piggyback on what Patricia said. That is one of the thoughts we had about Director Dean's comment wanting to have an event with Hard and other stakeholders, is that we thought we needed to put it out a year or two because of the time that it would take. And I think at that comment, I said, well, we can hire a professional consultant to coordinate the event. And that's why we pushed it out to a year, or I don't know if we said 2 years, but we did not say we did not want to do your idea about having a big open house with Hart and others. We just said that it needed to be pushed out because it needed to be planned, and we didn't have the resource. And then I said, well, we can hire a consultant, to your point. If we have money to, I mean, if we're buying using the Echo people, we can use, other consultants to help us make more of a presence in these communities. So thank you for letting me go.
Absolutely. So we have direction on 14 items. Four items definitely need revisiting, and we'll challenge. I thought it was four. It was
Cherry
three.
Festival is resolved.
Oh, okay. Cherry Festival has been replaced. Okay, so that answers the question. So we have three, and so it'll be staff's challenge to come back to us to work with us in terms of solving those three. That said, before moving on to item eight, I recommend that we have a 5 minute break. It's 6:50 right now. Yes.
Sorry. Before we In this conversation, there
Yes.
is the question about approving the KPIs that we presented
Okay.
so that we can start tracking and giving that data to the board as we move forward.
We have a motion.
We need
It's on these items, correct? We just need direction because right now I didn't see that as an action item.
Correct.
So it sounds like we have direction, and then the concept of the KPIs can be presented at a later time. Okay. With that said,
Framework.
yeah, this is just a presentation, right?
But Jimmy, you're looking for direction on that slide number, whatever this slide
Page
is.
120 of 153.
Of
So you'd like to confirm we're okay with that? It's right before the Love Our Bay slide. One slide up. That slide. There you go.
This one?
Yeah, so there's
Yes.
six. There's
Yes.
six. Sorry, Director Simon. There's six KPIs we were proposing. One is events by area, tracking who we reached. The second one is actual reach, how many attended versus the registrations. The third is average attendance per event. Fourth is tangible organizational impact. Fifth is the satisfaction score. And then the last one is activity or giveaway and participation rate.
Where are the okay, so those are the metrics. I'm not understanding this.
The KPI categories we're proposing to the board that we start measuring.
Oh, and then you will talk about what the measurement's going to look like
Right.
later.
Eventually, right.
Okay,
When we
because
present
that's
it, but
missing.
we just wanted direction on the category, these
That's a big.
topics now. Comments?
Yeah, good question. So you're going to give more detail on these later? Is that's what you're going to do? And then how do you are you going to score these with a rating 1 to 10? How does that work?
So this will be built out once we have more direction on whether or not these are good to go, and then we can actually dive into the details.
Okay. What about like a lot of our events overlap into our neighbor's area, like we talked about Hayward and somewhat outside, some inside. As far as capturing how far our message gets out, are we just staying focused just in our or Loma area, or are we attempting to get a wider range into our neighboring communities? Is that
So
something we can measure, or is that here?
it really depends, not necessarily through community events. We can have a wider reach through like our printed partnership with Bay Area News Group, right? That they have a wider reach, right? The East Bay Times or Hayward Review. And then also through social media, there's a wider reach, but we can also focus on certain zip codes within social media as well, right? But we can't say necessarily who received that message in which zip code. That's not trackable. We just know that it went out to those groups. In terms of, okay, community engagement, community events, we can track that in terms of for the public tour, for instance, or the sunset tour. When we ask them to register, we can ask which neighborhood or which area do you live in?
That's kind of, I mean, but my question, or more my question for our board is, are we interested in knowing, I mean, KPIs measuring, are we getting out wider than just our Oraloma area? Is that something that
Yes, that's also something we can track in terms of if we're messaging out, we know, okay, the WM mailers or the bill inserts, those go out to 20,000 customers. We can also figure out which zip codes those went to, right? Bay Area News Group, we know that it goes outside of just the zip codes. They have a
okay.
wider reach.
Does the KPIs you have listed here, does that capture if we're going out like the Bay Area News Group, which is bigger? Is
So
that
I can include a subsection that says what methods of communication do we use? And that might help give a better idea as to how we reached certain groups.
So I just want to be clear, right, that these are the these are the areas that they're going to develop. We don't have specificity or clarification on this yet. These are the areas: events by area, reach, average attendance per event, tangible organizational impact, satisfaction score, and activity or giveaway and participation. So that's these are the areas. I did have a seventh area that I was going to mention. Oh. And Director Duncan, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
We have a measurement about the cost of the event.
Yes.
And also, when you say attendance, can you see if the, break it by children versus adults? I mean, because if some of these events are like the Boy Scouts and...
I think we can put them into categories, maybe like youth.
Okay.
Right? But we couldn't narrow it down to
I know,
a
age.
Specific age.
Okay. But youth. So we can...
Or like what it was directed to, which...
Right. The clear picture of who our audience is. And I'm fine if you... Those two KPIs.
Yes. And know. Cost per touch is something that we already track. So happy to include that formally.
But to make sure it shows up on your table.
Yeah. And the only... It's not really a KPI, but it's a visualization. It'd be good just, because you mentioned in the beginning of the presentation, six different areas. Mm-hmm. But it'd be excellent to know, number one, where the event is. And in the event where, like, for example, we have those public tours, capture the sort of like a heat map of where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it tells us that that we're actually connecting with those districts. Is visualization from the perspective of, okay, we're touching these folks. We sent out the message here. We're expecting a response, and then this is what we're actually reaching.
Thank you.
And really, in the beginning, we're trying to capture some baselines,
mm-hmm.
Because without the baselines, we have nothing to really measure against.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be good if we could see where those 400 respondees came from.
And that will possibly be presented in the next presentation that covers the survey data. And the
a heat map of
Thank
that
you.
Would be great, right? Okay. Okay. So I'm going to suggest right now that we have a 5-minute break. It's, let's just call it 7, and we should return at 7:05.
Yay.
Sorry, no one heard me say anything online.
Okay, let's go ahead and repeat that, Jimmy.
On October 30th, the district received a letter from the San Lorenzo Village Homeowners Association requesting consideration for a donation to their weekly senior coffee club events. This was discussed at the personnel committee, and some of the concerns involve providing donations as without messaging. And that could be or may be considered a gift of public funds. But the staff today is, but the personnel committee recommended bringing this to the full board for discussion. And staff is just looking for direction on how to respond to the Village Homeowners Association.
Well, before we move, before I give you the floor, Alex, can you give some clarification on gift of public funds?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So I Something is a gift of public. Well, first of all, the Constitution prohibits public agencies from giving gifts of public funds, but something is not a gift of public funds if it serves a public purpose. And courts have said that there is a lot of deference given to a legislative body as to what constitutes a public purpose. So, for example, it would certainly be a public purpose to sponsor food for an event at which you are talking about, district programs or things like that. Logically, you'd say that's more likely to get people to attend. That makes you, the message spread further and things like that. Even just having your logo someplace, the board could decide that's a public purpose because it creates awareness of the district and who we are. So there's a lot of latitude given to this board to decide what constitutes a public purpose, as long as there's some sort of argument that it's furthering one of the district's purposes.
Okay. So thank you, Alex, for that, right? And Director Dean, you have the floor.
So it kind of evolved because, we got that report on how much it cost to have Patricia come, and remember it was something like $900 or something, somewhere great in that neighborhood. And then I am against, public funds. I am the one that brought up like the whole Cherry Festival thing, giving people things when they didn't live. So I don't really like it. But it's funny because it's the reason I knew about it is because I know we've been giving money to Cherryland. So the whole thing is like kind of crazy to me, right? So, but I think there's a lot of ways that we could still sponsor and help them if we decide that that's what we want to do, because I feel like we could have messaging, we could have posters, we could have a giveaway, we could have some kind of senior art contest that we go there and say, hey, let's have a senior art contest. I don't know. There's just so many different ways we could talk to the seniors, and we could, I think there's a lot of ways that we could support this and get our message out at the same time without it being a big, giant expense to us. Although I'm going to say it again, Pearl is 20 hours. That she's supposed to be giving us every week that we direct, and it right. So, I just think there's ways to do it. Although I'm whatever the board says, I'd like to hear what everybody else has to say about it. And I don't think we should just be helping the San Lorenzo HOA. I visited the trailer park down here, the Marina
Mission Bay.
Mission Bay. They're very. Very, they really want us to come and do stuff with them. And I really think we should be reaching out to a lot of these different HOAs and a lot of these different community groups all over. We've got the seniors and all the Eden housing complexes. There's a lot of places that we could be going if that's what we wanted to do. I'll stop.
Director Simon.
Well, I see. Item 8.1 and 8.2 are kind of similar, and I know we're on 8.1. So I see them as similar. And I agree with Director Dean about we should be considering all the homeowners associations, not just a couple or three. But I do like the concept of an 8.1 of having an event that we are presenting, a district event, and then we provide pastries or something like that. I think that's the approach we should take everywhere, whether it's San Lorenzo, Cherryland, Mission Bay, whoever. It's a district focused event that we provide food or whatever we'd like to share with them. So those are my comments.
Director Duncan.
I would concur with that. I'm not for giving money. I'm for us hosting a event, and I'm surprised that these aren't on our calendar, on a event calendar engagement, because that's something that would bring us visibility too. You know, it's not part of our 18 events that we're involved in, but if we decide that we're going to do it for Cherryland and for the Homeowners Association, what about Ashland? What about Fairview? I think it should be equal. I don't think we should give money. I think it's if you're speaking, Jimmy, you take coffee, donuts, or whatever it is for the people who attend, and that's our contribution. I don't think we should provide coffee every week to anybody unless we're there. That's my.
Director Young, you have the floor.
Did I ask for the floor?
No, but I want to give you the floor.
I just wanted to point out to Rita's point. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm trying to lean in that the Coffee Klatch at the Village Homes Association requested us to sponsor, I believe, every week. And what the committee decided that it would be nice to do one time and make a presentation on our communication plan in regards to recycling and waste prevention. So our recommendation was to approve one sponsorship for one coffee clutch. And I do agree that we need to get a copy of the homeowner associations, but I'm not sure that we want to reach out to all of them. Perhaps letting, I don't know, somehow let them know that they can reach out to us if they have a special event that we can participate in. Those are my comments.
So thank you. I'm going to make my comments, right, and then I'll allow the floor to be opened up again. I was concerned when I saw this weekly, because obviously that's going to be a heavy frequency, and when you repeat yourself over and over again at many of these coffee club events, it's the message could get lost. The other aspect is that if we're talking about all the homeowners associations within our service area, I would actually recommend that we set a threshold, because there are some homeowners association where there's members of a total membership of three or four. So it's important for us to set thresholds, because we want to make sure that we optimize our reach. When you're talking about Mission Bay has over 300 something homes and over 700 residents. When you're talking about the for example, Washington Manors Homeowners Association, they actually send out newsletters. So that should be one of our conditions to ensure that that message gets out through a newsletter. I want to make sure that we get the best bang for our buck. There should be threshold limits. I don't know what those numbers are. I probably would look to the board to set those thresholds, but then obviously we want to optimize our reach for that purpose. Director Dean, it looks like you had some further comments.
Yeah, well, I've been asking for that HOA list for a while, and we did get that HOA list quite a while back. We all got it, right? Didn't we all get it, Jimmy? Yeah, that's what I thought. So we've got this great list, and I'm not saying we have to go to every single HOA like in the next 2 weeks, but we could start looking at them and we could outreach to them and we could find out how many people come to their meetings. And I agree with you. We want to go to the ones that have 50 people or 30 people showing up, not the ones that have three people. I completely agree with you. So I really think that HOAs are a great thing to do presentations at. They're really hungry for the information. I'd like to see us really focusing on composting. And I think composting is really important, that a lot of people don't really know a lot about composting, and it just, it's about climate change, right? And it's about gardening, and it's about not putting stuff in the landfill, right? So it's about reducing the waste that has to be picked up by us, right? So I'd like us to look at composting. I think recycling is difficult, especially given the changes we're going to see in the next 2 years. I think composting is really more of a focus for us. And I think that I don't think that the San Lorenzo HOA wanted us to come there every week. I thought that they wanted us to give them money, right? And we know that we've been given Cherryland Community Association money. Yes.
We did pay for candy. It's been a while, but yes, we have sponsored candy for the extravaganza and the
Halloween.
trunk or treat for
Right.
Cherryland. But that I will make a note that that was, like we did put a stop to that.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that, right? So
Yeah.
that I just want everybody to understand that. So I'm glad that we put us, you know what I mean? I'm glad that we're
And
playing
I
by the
want to
rules.
note that that was under the direction of our previous general manager, just to
Right.
be
So I
super
just,
transparent.
nope. I think it's good that we play by the rules, but I think that looking at different HOAs and looking at composting are really the way to go. And I we don't need to be there every week. I think we could go once a year or twice a year. Once a year probably is enough because we have a lot of HOAs. I'm done.
Dr. Simon.
No.
Dr. Duncan.
I just want to reiterate that when I was thinking about HOAs, I was really thinking about communities, and I misspoke. Is that, you know, we make a presentation in Fairview, we take coffee. If we make a presentation in San Lorenzo, we do that. I wasn't necessarily thinking that we should do public outreach to all the HOAs. I'm okay with it, but I just wanted to clarify. My position is that when we're making a presentation, I think it's and we're at an event, I think it goes a long way if we provide coffee, cokes, or whatever it is, period. But you know, I'm not saying that we should go to all of the HOAs, maybe a couple of year a year like you're saying. But I just wanted to clarify. My comment was, we don't give money. When we are making a presentation, then we can provide refreshments.
Okay. Director Young, do you have any final comments before we provide direction?
No, I actually agree with Rita. I did not intend to indicate that I thought we should contact all of them, but we do have the list. Are we also discussing the Cherryland request at this moment? We're not, are we?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing well.
Next item.
I'm not hearing well either. So
Yeah.
I would like to move the recommended action to fund the make a presentation at and fund coffee and donuts for the SLVHA Senior Coffee Club event.
Okay. Before I request a second, I will make some comments, and then I will seek a second, or any comments to that. So my recommendation is that we do reach out to any of the HOAs, and you know, I think you've heard me regarding thresholds. The other thing I would also recommend is to find out if they have newsletters, because we want to make sure that we leverage their communications to further our message. All right, so Director Young has a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Yes, can you repeat Director Young's motion?
Approve sponsorship of pastries and coffee alongside a district presentation for one upcoming SLVHA Senior Coffee Club event.
At first, you mentioned the communications plan, going over the communications plan is, do you want to add that in, Director Young,
Yeah,
President Young?
I didn't.
You're muted.
Darn it. Anyway, I did not mean to indicate that the communications plan should be
Oh.
used, only that we adapt from the communications plan our
Okay.
interest in green waste and solid waste and recycling, or whichever
We have a
proposal they
second.
want to present.
We need to clarify.
I just wanted to note that we did develop a Love Our Bay community presentation that was successfully given when Jimmy went to the Manor and maybe one more, and the SLVHA meetings. I believe maybe you were in attendance. And it will be a brief overview of the district, but really diving into the key outreach topics that are outlined in the comms plan. So flush the myth, not the blank.
from pan to can, and really diving in deep and making it an educational presentation that's not just about the district, it's about these key outreach that are about wastewater, that are about fog, that are about what to flush, what to sort. So that would probably be the vision that we would carry over, and we're gonna, improve and refine that presentation, but that is the vision for what would be presented at this and other community presentation events.
If I may, I did not mean to
Director
micromanage.
Young, you have the floor.
Yeah, I thank you. I said I did not mean to micromanage what the presentation would be. So what Patricia said is exactly what I meant. Thank you.
Okay.
That's my motion.
Clarifying question?
Yeah, just clarifying question. So, what I understand, all we're doing tonight is voting on presenting at the San Lorenzo Villas Association a district presentation and providing coffee and donuts. We're not providing direction on homeowners associations. We're not any of that
Not on the
stuff.
agenda.
Got it. Okay, just want to
Yes.
make it very clear, because
Yes.
there's we were all over the place. So
Correct.
got
That
it.
was
All right.
And
That
I
was
believe
my
it's just
motion.
this, we're not talking about in perpetuity. We're just talking about one event.
And we have taken the direction and notes about the other community events and HOA
What
channel.
took us down the path was what was our opinion on it.
Correct.
Just to be clear.
Yes. Do we have a second? Okay. Roll call.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Secretary Duncan?
The 20, the date has passed. I'm not understanding.
What?
They haven't defined a date. Yeah.
Received the letter on.
Oh, okay. I'm
Yes.
sorry. Okay. All right. I.
Okay. Vice
Director
President.
Young.
Oh,
Sorry. Yeah.
Vice President Lee. Sorry.
Aye.
And President Young.
Yes, the request came from on December 15th.
That's okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to item 8.2. Jimmy.
Yes, this is also a community request from Cherryland Community Association. This one is a little different, but similar in nature. Their request is for sponsorship of a dinner for one of their upcoming meetings and also a Loteria game as well. And they're tentatively planning that for January or early February. They anticipate that there could be anywhere from 10 to 50 participants. And so they're asking for our sponsorship to that, along with outreach as well. And the personnel committee did review this and express support for food and beverages, but more along the lines of pastries as opposed to a full dinner. But there is an issue, potential issue with the Loteria game, and Alex can touch on that related to games of chance. So I'll turn it back
Yeah,
over to the board. Go ahead.
thanks, Jimmy. The state has pretty strict rules about games of chance and when they're allowed and how they're regulated. Nonprofits can offer them under certain circumstances. We just don't have any of that information of whether this is in compliance with those rules or not. So I would, if the board is generally interested in sponsoring something like this, I would just recommend we stick to the food aspect of it and not this Loteria game.
So let's go down the line.
Well, the thought came from me, and that I think I need to
Go for it.
Okay.
I just happened to have a conversation with one of the members in Cherryland talking about, can I show that? This game that I learned when I went to the CS, Special District Association meeting that it would be neat for us to develop this game and use some of the artwork to really promote and educate, the Cherryland community about recycling and all of that. And so I guess the person took my idea and thought, oh, let's do this. And, you can have a dinner and sponsor it. And so that's how that came to be, Jimmy, is that I shared the game that I learned, because it's a game that in the Latino community that they do a lot. And I thought, oh, God, we could use this. And I shared it with Mimi, to educate and about recycling and get more connected with the Cherryland community. I didn't know it was going to morph into this. I'm just saying that's the background of it.
Director Dean.
So lottery is basically a bingo game. And, my students at my school, 70% Latino. And so we would often not only have that as a lunchtime activity on a rainy day, but, you don't have to play for, you don't have to gamble or anything. It's just a fun game, right? It's bingo. That's all it is. It's bingo. And we did a lot of art projects around it. And this is not something that could possibly be done by February. This is a big endeavor to develop an Oro Loma Loteria. It is a big deal. There's just, I know I could do it in a month or two, but, I'm not on the staff. So I just feel like this is not something we can do in February. And so I think we should look at this, though, as down the road, because we were both at that CSDA session and the people were going crazy over this stuff. Yeah, she won the game and
no money, Alex.
Yeah. And the people were saying how engaged, the presenters were saying how engaged they wasn't it something like 1,500 people. It was some phenomenal number. And I just really think, we do need to build engagement in Ashland and Cherryland. And this might be just the ticket, but I think this is down the road. And maybe it's not just at the Cherryland Community Center. Maybe it's reaching out to Padres Unidos or La Familia, some of the other groups, the Ashland Community Center, some of the other groups that I know that we could also work with. Yeah, right. So it's a great idea and it's totally fun, but it's a lot of work and it's going to take us time to develop it.
Dr. Simon.
Well, this sounds like something in our community events presentation, like it would have been there. I'm not saying should have been there, but something we could add there. And we said there's three of them outstanding. FamFest was one of them that would go out. Maybe this is a replacement for one of those that we are considering getting rid of in that previous presentation. But I like the idea, especially how engaging it is. But I would agree, January, February is too soon. And I would say if we're going to do it right, like you witnessed at the CSDA. So my recommendation is to hold off on this request and the district develop one of these, perhaps part of our community event, and then invite Cherryland to come to it. Thank you.
Director Duncan, to you. You have the floor right now. Thank you for sharing that ahead.
And what I can do, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's a way for us to connect, with La Familia and the Cherryland and that community in a way that's a cultural thing for them. But, to develop our cards to teach them, how to flush right and all of those things. And I can, as I said, I won the cards and the whole game. And so I can bring them to the communication. I can give them to you, Jimmy, and you guys can think about when you could do it, when we should do it, and what it should look like. But in essence, this person kind of took my sharing and blew it up.
Yeah. Director Young. Do you have any thing to add to this?
No, I think the board has made a great discussion, and I'm listening, and I will approve whatever they think is correct.
So, Director Dean, briefly.
Yeah. Briefly, so we're going to be going to the Fall Festival, which is September, and Hispanic Heritage Month is September 15th to October 15th. Okay, So it would be a perfect opportunity to get out there with our Loteria cards if we could have them before then and somehow engage people at that event and use that as an engagement tool. And then perhaps somebody, you put your name in the hat and you, if you're around in 2 hours, you get to come up and pick out your cards that you won. I don't know what it would look like, but I'm just saying the fall festival is early September, Hispanic Heritage Month, September to October. It might just be a win-win. Just maybe, may, but I don't know if we can get it done by then, but it's an idea. I'm done.
Okay. I'm promising to just bring the cards, okay? And do what you want to do with them.
So I think the staff has heard from the board. It looks like there is some direction there. Okay, let's move on to item.
Can
We have to make a motion.
I just want to clarify. So we're not making any motions on 8.2. We're not doing anything. That's the
That's a
direction.
recommended action, not a recommended motion. So we have the direction and no motion is needed. I'll take it off the.
So what it is that we're not approving any CCA membership meeting, the dinner, their dinner event, because it's what I think the board clearly stated. January and February is just way too, it doesn't give staff enough time. Clarifying.
One clarifying, just to be fair and consistent to groups. For San Lorenzo Village, we just gave them donuts and coffee if we're presenting, and we're giving nothing to Cherryland. Is that something they're interested in their meeting? Is for us to
This is
speak
for
to
their dinner, their annual dinner.
what's an annual dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's no presentations there.
Actually, the way that this came was that we had already reached out to several community, and two of them were already done, like I mentioned, Manor and SLVHA. We had also reached out to Cherryland. Can we provide the LeVar Bay presentation at your upcoming meeting? And then, when I confirmed it was supposed to take place in December, their meeting got canceled for December. Cindy reached back out, said they're going to move it to January. And by the way, Rita and I were discussing, would you consider hosting dinner and a Loteria game at our upcoming meeting? So the direction I have now is that we are already planning to be on the agenda to provide the community presentation. It sounds like the board would be in favor of us bringing pastries or coffee to that meeting as well. So what I have here is following discussion and consideration of the request, the board reached consensus to sponsor coffee and pastries alongside a community presentation at an upcoming Cherryland Community Association meeting and gave direction to staff to develop an educational or a Loma version of the Loteria game and plan an event to host the community to play the game.
So that said, do we have a motion? No motion needed. You
Motion
have
needed,
direction.
just direction,
Okay,
correct. And
got it.
it seems like I have the thumbs up from everyone on that direction, right? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to item 8.3, annual investment policy review. This is something that went through the F&I committee. We recommended this to move to the full board. Jimmy.
The I think was also related to the we
We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. So this policy is typically reviewed annually. We have a consultant, PFM AM, that helps us manage our investment portfolio. And in addition, they also help us review our investment policy and provide us with any mandates that we need to comply with. So in this review, they offered three changes to our policy. One is they both tie to Senate Bill 595 and 858, and they detail that in their letter included. But one has to do with the maximum maturity period for commercial paper, going from 270 days to 397. The second one has to do with zero interest accrual on investments. And the last one, which really has the bigger impact to the board, is that now there's a requirement for a training for board members because the board is responsible for financial budgets and such for the district. So those are the three red line changes in the attached policy. And so today we're staff looking to answer questions and look for approval of the policy. Updated.
Clarifying questions. Board. Director Young.
How does the district intend to meet the requirement of the financial education?
But we will work with our attorneys and also PFMAM to develop that training or find that training to offer to the board so that we make sure the board is in compliance. So it's coming down the road.
Thank you.
And I believe that CSDA also noted that they're working on that training as well. Other board members? Clarifying questions? Director Simon.
Yeah, CSDA training on financial wellness or financial understanding.
SB 827.
Like right now, we're all taking a course through CSDA. What remind me what that is and how does that relate to this?
The SDLA virtual modules that you're
yes, doing? Which everyone is taking in person or virtual.
So I just recently took the training and they said it does it in part, not in whole.
This is in addition to.
No. So the module probably provided some of it, but didn't provide all of it. And so CSDA is developing a 2-hour program specifically for to meet the requirements of SB 827.
Exactly.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other clarifying questions?
Just note that this policy was referring to city and the and recommendation. We changed it to district.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is there any action from this one? We do need a motion to approve this investment policy with the changes that we've identified, including the one that Director I called her Doctor at the FNI
again.
I know, right? changing it from city to district. We need a motion.
Make motion. Approve.
Approve the investment policy.
With the recommended changes.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Roll call.
Director Dean? Director Simon?
Yes.
Secretary Duncan?
Aye.
Vice President Lee?
Aye.
And President Young?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to staff and director comments. Patricia?
You may see that I left the 2026 Board Committee Commission schedule. Yes. That has also been updated on the Board Resources webpage. So that could be found there as well, as alongside some other updates to the financial resources on that page as well.
Jimmy.
There are four items to update the board on. First is very exciting that unofficially the district has been nominated to receive the award for Collection System of the Year. Local section, San Francisco Bay section. And so that would mean that now we are now going to compete with the rest of the state for the state award. The award will not be announced yet until the February local section meeting, but after that it will be official. So I'm not announcing that publicly yet, but definitely to the board. So that's very exciting for us. Definitely the board should be proud of that as well. The second is we are preparing for the upcoming rains at the plant. We have additional staffing arrangements to make sure that we cover the events that are anticipated to be here. We did staff over the weekend as well in anticipation for the rains that never came that everyone was talking about over the weekend. So just rest assured that we're definitely taking protocols to make sure that we can deal with the rain that is coming. Two more things. I did receive a call from Miss Marilyn Diaz, who is the wife of the since passed board member Ron Diaz.
Yes.
Which he passed away several years ago, but she called and she wanted to make sure I pass this message to the board to say thank you to the board. And I read it verbatim, what she told me, asked me to say. She wanted to say thank you to the board for all they've done for her when her husband passed. It's been years, but she would be remiss if she didn't finally call the district to share her thoughts. And lastly, just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the board.
Director Dean, comments.
Yeah, I got some comments. I just want to say that Paradise Community Garden is run by not only Forrester and Plantify, and that would be a really great place for us to do some kind of event, and I just want to say that. I'd like to find out more about the Eco Heroes. Do I need to get a thumbs up on asking for more about Eco Heroes? Do I need a thumbs up for that? Like,
if you want a discussion and for staff to bring information for a discussion with the board, yes. If you want information that staff can gather and email to the board, we can also do that.
I'm really fine. Well, I'm fine either way, as long as we can learn more about the Eco Heroes, how many schools we're going to have it in. Can we go to one of the sessions and see what it looks like? I don't think we need to spend time talking about it as long as we can have a lot of the basic questions answered.
But may I recommend that I send an email to the board with status of where we're at with them, because we haven't fully engaged them with them yet. So I can provide that in an email.
Do they have a website that we can go to? I mean,
I can send that.
All right.
Okay. Or the email information. Great. I can send resources to the board. All right.
Okay.
Something. Is that what the board wants?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I just want to reiterate that I really think compost is a really big thing. And I think with all the changes that are going to be going on with recycling, you know, compost just is so important, right? And keeping plant scraps and food scraps out of the landfill. So I just want to say that I hope we're going to be working on that more. I'm going to reiterate that I'd like to know how we're engaging Perla for those 20 hours a week. Do I need a thumbs up to find out more about that? Is that something?
That's something you can refer back to the Solid Waste Committee, because that is a solid waste topic, or you can also ask the board for staff to bring it directly to the board.
Unless I get put on the Solid Waste Committee, I can only go there and sit there with my mouth shut, and I don't like it. So can I get thumbs up to bring that conversation here?
Yeah, thumbs up.
That'd be great. And then my last thing is about social media. And I'm kind of curious, and I know I've been tracking our social media. I know we have an Instagram account that is sometimes used. I know that we have a YouTube account that's barely used. Like almost never. I know we have a Facebook account that we only post on our own page. We don't post on like Fairview Connect or San Leandro Community or San Lorenzo Community. I do all that. I repost all of our stuff. And then we also have a TikTok, but we've never used it. So I just wanted to say that in public, because I really feel like if we're going to have all these accounts, I'm just curious as to why we have all these accounts that we don't really use, and we're not using them to the best of their ability. And I don't know if I need to ask for a thumbs up to have a discussion about social media and the role it plays with our organization. Is anybody else? I'm interested in learning more about social media and how we're going to use it. And I know that Terry's new. And so I'd like to see what her ideas are. So I'd like to hear about it. Could I get a thumbs up on that? Learning more about social media and how we can use it to spread the word. Thank you. That's all I have.
Yes. Okay. And Director Simon.
Thank you, staff. All your work, those in person and online. Thank you. And the note from Mrs. Diaz, I think is very heartwarming and heartfelt. It's very kind. I remember Mr. Diaz, Ron, and Mrs. Diaz. I met her too. And they were very kind people very committed to the district. So I just wanted to express thoughts back to her as well. And very good meeting. It was long, but we covered a lot and it was needed. It was long, but we really need to talk about it. And we need to talk about it more, as we saw. A lot of stuff's coming back to us. So this was good and look forward to continuing discussions. Thank you.
Director Duncan.
I'm really interested in the, what do you call the echo? Because I'm still not clear on how we have defined our role in the schools. That's not clear to me. And I'm sure, I think, you, Patricia, you said that it's in the communication plan. Oh. And so I'd like to, along with the that, get an understanding on what our plans are to engage in the schools beyond using this third party. So
real quickly, without getting to discussion, we are planning on bringing that to the Solid Waste Committee as soon as the MOU draft MOU is developed with the schools.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay, I'm okay. And I think it was a great meeting, and I think we are starting something. We're not there yet, but I've taken my stuff. but a good job for all of us, you know, for hanging tough. I've gotten a couple of texts from my daughter to say, are you guys okay? I'm like, yeah. No issues with the earthquakes?
No, they're mostly around San Ramon, and we haven't had any issues reported or and we in our area, and there were no issues.
And you did say sometime you would be bringing that staff survey, I guess, to personnel or to us.
Yeah, the staffing study? Yeah, that will go to personnel in January, and then the board workshop in January 20th.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Director Young.
My turn, I'm sorry. It was a good meeting. I enjoyed listening to everyone for a change instead of opening my own mouth. it was good to hear all of your discussions. I want to thank you for allowing me to appear by 2449, and I wish you all a happy holiday. Toby and I will be sitting by the wall furnace trying to stay warm.
Thank you, Director Young, and I hope for a speedy recovery, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year. I think we had a great meeting, and we provided some excellent direction to staff, right? Clear direction, and I'm glad that we have a list, a partial list that we can go move forward with, and it's the challenge of the staff to look at the three other items that's in the spirit of the direction of the board. With that said, I want to wish everybody happy holidays. Enjoy your Christmas, and we will see each other in the new year.
Happy New Year! Yay! Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Bam!
I tried not to hit it.
That was awesome.
Okay.